From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Fresh apple inventories appear to be down in December compared to a year ago, according to the U.S. Apple Association. The Packer.com reports fresh apple holdings on December 1 totaled 102.8 million bushels, 13.1% less than a year ago. Processed holdings totaled 44 million bushels, 1.3% more than last year. The total number of apples in storage on December 1st was 146.8 million bushels, 9.2% less than last December, and 5.2% below the five-year average. 2020 came to a close with a mixed dairy trade and grains sliding higher. The CME spot trade saw nice volumes in the cheese trade, with cheddar blocks up a penny at $1.65 a pound with 10 loads trading hands, and barrels 3.5 cents higher on 4 loads at $1.54 and a quarter. DairyHere.com reports Class 3 milk struggled, falling in January, February, and March. Meanwhile, grains continued new contract highs, with corn up 9.5 cents and soybeans up 10.5 cents for the March contract. The Animal Ag Alliance announced its 2021 stakeholder summit, set previously for May 5th and 6th, will now be hosted virtually and themed Obstacles to Opportunities. According to AgWire.com, the annual summit brings top thought leaders in the industry together to discuss hot-button issues and out-of-the-box ideas. In addition to the theme and virtual format, the Alliance also issued a call for proposals to speak at the event. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.